when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
My orders are to fight. Then if I bleed or fail or strongly win, what matters it? God only doth prevail. The servant craveth naught except to serve with might. I was not told to win or lose. My orders are to fight. Evelyn Witherall wrote that poem, and I can tell you flat out, people, that is our marching orders in spirit. It might not be exactly in writing, it might not match our website, but that's the spirit that we have here at BloodRiverRadio.com. People, welcome to BloodRiverRadio.com. We are here May the 25th, the year of our Lord, 2019. There's a lot of serious stuff breaking out all over the world that directly affects us white people here in the United States. And we're going to talk about that later. Everything's going to fall in line with this great poem that our wonderful co-host Jacob sent me. But before we go any further, people, we're going to go to prayer, like we always do. And Lee Cochran's here tonight. Lee is going to lead us into prayer. Take it away, Lee.
Okay. Everyone, bow your heads. Dear Lord, please help us to expose these evil, satanic, secret combinations, and help us to expose and have strength and endurance and to have very discernment to see through all the tricks the devil plays and all this deception. And please help us to prepare for the future. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, where they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs halls an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else, and I would add bare fists if necessary, punching eyes out if necessary. That's my emphasis. The organs would quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, people, we don't love it here enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened thereafterward. And that's true, people. That is absolutely true. We're at a crossroads here in the United States and in the world with the same Stalinist, murderous people that ran the Cheka all over the Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union and in the Ukraine. They are the same evil spirit. Their progeny is the same one that are trying to get us into a war in Iran now to try to directly thump the nose of Red China and the Soviet Union. These crazy people are trying to get us exterminated in a thermonuclear war. But before I go any further with that, people, I'm going to give you a quick little outline of what we're going to do in the show tonight. Tonight's show, on our first hour, I'd like to let you know, you all know that Lee Cochran's back tonight. It's really exciting. Really excited to have Lee back tonight. Tell everybody hello there, Lee. Tell everybody hello tonight.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Way to go, man. You're a poet like me. Also, we have Matt's on tonight. Matt's going to come in just a few minutes after this break, and me and Matt are going to talk about a whole host of points we have. We need about 4 or 5 hours to cover them all, but we don't. So here's what we're going to do tonight. After this first hour, we have Jacob coming on. Jacob is going to come in with another guest with Clint. I've got his name written down here somewhere. He's a big author. But he's the same guy who wrote the book Blood in the Ozarks. He's going to announce a brand new book that Clint Lacy. That's his name. Excuse me, Clint Lacy. He's going to announce a brand new book. It's going to be announced on this show here. It's going to make its debut. It's about Endless False Flags Attack. So that's what we're doing for the second hour. I'm really excited about it. Also, next week we have Jason Robb, not Jacob, but we have Jason Robb coming back on. He's assisted us with some legal work. God bless him. What a stand-up guy that guy is, and his whole family are such a stand-up guy. He's helping us with getting a legal document. I've got to make another announcement. There's been some flies in the ointment at Henry Horton State Park. I think I've heard that a lot of the people are pulling out. I really don't know what the other people are going to do, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. And let's come hell or high water. I know that I use that a lot, but God willing, I don't care if 5 people come to Henry Horton. We're going there. Blood River's going to go there. I'm going to be there. And we're inviting everybody that wants to come. And the people that do come, when we get ready to come. That, by the way, Henry Horton is going to be August the 10th. It's going to be in a celebration of the a celebration of Charlottesville, second anniversary of Charlottesville. But the primary purpose is going to be to raise money for our political prisoners. And I'll fill you all the details in about that. But people that come, you're going to have to sign a document saying that it's our way or the highway. It's Blood River Radio's. It's our shindig. You're going to have to agree to abide by our rules or you will not come there. You're going to have to sign this document. It's a legal document saying that you will obey all the park rules. You will obey all state laws, or you will not set foot on the property. But we want you really bad. But we're not going to tolerate any crazy nonsense crap up there to get us into trouble. So you have to realize that right off the bat. Listen, I'm really excited too. Here's something else coming up in the future. August the 12th, God willing, me, Matt, and Jacob are going to be, we're going right into the devil's lair. We're going back to Charlottesville. We're going, God willing, to the University of Virginia campus. We're going to be supporting Rick Tyler. We'll talk about that when we come right back, people. We just got more we can handle like we always do. But I hear the music, so we'll be right back after this commercial.
Kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosherified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior. thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
But I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue.
Okay, people, we're right back. The old chunk of coal is right back. I've got a couple of quick announcements to make. We didn't have time to get to on the first segment, but Matt's going to be joining us in just a second. But I forgot to tell you, Monica Schaefer is going to be up next week too. And I'm just going to make one more comment about Henry Horton. People, if you know, we've been broadcasting that for weeks, maybe months. We can't back out now. If every Tom, Dick, and Harry backs out, that matters. That has nothing to do with us. We've been saying we're going to go. We have to go. I mean, our honor is on the line. If we don't go now, I mean, people are not going to ever pay attention to anything we say again. They'll say, oh, yeah, sure, they're going to go so-and-so. Yeah, they said that before. But anyway, we're excited about that, and I'm hoping and praying you people do come there, because the whole idea of going there is to raise awareness of political prisoners in the United States and to try to raise money or legal help, anything we can do to help the political prisoners there. Y'all have heard us talk about that on the show before. And we're really excited about going to Charlottesville. Sam has said he's going to let us, we're in Charlottesville, God willing. We're going to be broadcasting on Liberty News Radio over Sam's show. We're going to call in on phones. We can't take our computers up there because, for the obvious reason, we don't want them busted into 1,000 smithereens. Now, people, we're going to bring Matt on. Matt Goodwin. What's going on tonight, Matt, fella?
Oh, just enjoying this beautiful day. Thank you for another beautiful Blood River day, and thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on and helping us bail me out, man, because I get tripped over my own feet sometimes. And I had a beautiful outline, and Lee's over here laughing. He said, "You got the outline." I said, "When do I ever stay on this stinking outline? I can't follow instructions. That's why I stay in trouble all the time." But I know we have a lot to talk about. We have so many things. You know, here's some stuff, Matt, and I know you probably think about it. Here's some things. We could talk about Julian Assange. My wife thinks he's probably dead. We could talk about the movie Hail Satan coming out that will make your blood, it would absolutely make your blood chill and boil and freeze again. We could talk about just saying no to the courts, these satanic courts that keep ramming abortion down our throat. We could talk about the war with Iran that wonderful president is getting ready to get us exterminated in a thermonuclear war over there. We could talk about how BreadX has failed. You and I talked about that today. We could talk about the controlled opposition people in our own movement, the Great Keepers, et cetera, et cetera. But, Matt, where do you want to start tonight, fella?
Let's start with old John the Pimp Bolton. Let me tell you about this man. He wants to get America into any war with anybody under his watch. That is his desire. That is his goal. I'm sitting there reading through his Twitter. And, oh, by the way, he wants you to know that he is very happy to be doing his job. He's on Twitter all the time commenting about everything. Just some of his comments are just outlandish. Stuff about Arctic nations. We need to get back our power in the Arctic. This just shows you how much of a warmonger this guy is. And really, he just wants to pimp America out. He wants us to become Israel's fighting force. And we need to lose our people for the state of Israel, his precious little state of Israel. What is that man trying to do other than destroy us all?
I guess he goes starting.
Hey, you know something else about him? This man, all the way back in Vietnam, he was all for Vietnam. He was actually kind of an outspoken advocate of going there. And when his number came up for the draft, you know what he did? He joined the National Guard just so he could avoid the hardcore military service. This is what kind of coward this man is.
It sounds like a Sunboy Bush who got into the Air Force Reserve and never made a meeting. You know, Tex Mars used to talk about, you know, the wonderful Tex Mars worked his way up as an enlisted man up to an officer. I think he probably was a lieutenant colonel, which is getting up there pretty good, especially from a guy who just had a high school education. And he said that he's from Texas. You know, Texas, well, what do you know? Tex Mars is from Texas. But, yeah, he knew all about Sunboy Bush. He never made a stinking meeting, stayed drunk all the time. And the scuttlebutt is that he wasn't too particular with the sexual partners. You know, he could go either way. But I guess I won't go down that road. But you're so right, man. I mean, here's the thing. I was thinking about that today, just what you said, Matt. You know, going all the way back to Pappy Bush, when we had this so-called neocons in there. And when you hear a neocon,
don't call John Bolton a neocon. He hates that term. He says he hates that term. That does not describe him. You know what his Wikipedia page calls him?
Jew.
Dare I say it? I cringe saying this. It calls him a nationalist. Oh my gosh.
Well, he probably is. He's a nationalist for Israel, for that sandbox over there in the Mideast, that sandbox. But, you know, we have to, we got to bow and genuflect anytime we say the Holy Jew or the Holy Israel. But, yeah, you know, he's all for nationalism for Israel. But, you know, we were talking about that. These neocons, you know, I remember, Matt, probably before you were old enough to get in the movement, the neocons under Pappy Bush, I don't know how many years ago that was, 20, he said that, you know, they said that they wanted to drain the neocons. They said they wanted to drain the swamp. And they're not talking about the swamp or the, you know, the dark alliance, the alternative state here, the deep state. They're talking about anybody in the Mideast, any within 500 miles of Israel, that they need to get rid of them. They need to get rid of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan. They need to go in there and clear all that swamp out and make it for Israel. And you know something else, Matt? And I'm gonna say this one more thing. I'm gonna bring you and you come jump back in. I just heard just today that Bibi Netanyahu, you know, super Jew, he said that he's getting ready. They're getting ready to go ahead and move in. They're not waiting on the United States. They're not going to wag the tail's not going to wag the dog of the United States. They're not going to wait on them to give them the high sign so they can go ahead and go into totally into the West Bank, you know, into the Golan Heights. And they're going further into the Pakistan, you know, the Palestine. They're going to conquer all that. They're going to take in all that area, and they're going to expel 10 million Palestinians. Matt, is the rest of the world? Are we going to sit around and watch that? Are we going to sit around and watch 10 million Palestinians be just butchered and kicked out of the rest of what little piece of land they have? What's going to happen there, Matt?
Well, I'm hoping that the BDS movement has a lot to say about it. They've heed and hawed about a lot, but there is a global movement going on that is trying to raise up and say, this isn't exactly right, even though a lot of the BDS movement are for it. The thing is, they, you know, people like musicians and stuff, they're forming their own music festivals over there, and they're not even participating in the typical Israel affairs. And they're forming their own segment. So perhaps we'll see some pushback from that. But what I'm thinking right now, immediately under this administration that we have in America, it's going to be damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, take out those Palestinians, let's do it. And Trump's probably already really happy he's going to get some city named after him, Trumpville or whatever it is. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but he's, you know, they've probably already told him to pick out some colors that they're going to paint around the city, and they're going to give him two options, blue and white, you know, and
yeah.
So,
oh yeah, yeah, man. I think they're going to build a statue of him, like the Mount Rushmore of Israel, and he'll have the right. he'll have him along with a couple of other people, you know.
You know, Matt, they already did. They unless I'm wrong, I'm 99% sure they've already did name a city after our illustrious President Bush, who said he was going to build a wall. And like we said here before on this show, we don't need a friggin' wall. It would be nice, but all we need to do is bring our troops from all over the world and stop protecting Israel's border, stop bombing, 24 countries 24 hours a day, bring them home and protect our own borders here in the United States. That's what the United States Army for. The United States Army was designed to protect the continental United States. The Marines are the ones supposed to go globe hopping, hence the, you know,
I'm glad
globe.
You said that. Let's get back to John Bolton. Oh, we'll be right back.
Uh-oh. People, we'll come right back. We're coming back to Super Jew John Bolton in just a minute, and Matt's gonna break that down. And people, thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
At a rally in his home state of Vermont, independent Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders discussed abortion rights.
It is not politicians in the U.S. Congress or the state government or the local government that will control a woman's body. It is the women of this country themselves.
Sanders slammed President Trump, calling him a pathological liar and the most dangerous president in the history of our country. Meanwhile, President Trump talking trade in Japan. He will play golf with Japan's prime minister on Sunday and present a trophy to the winner of a championship sumo wrestling match. Tulsa, Oklahoma residents preparing to head to higher ground as the swollen Arkansas River challenges levees built in the 1940s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration on Friday cited a national security emergency allegedly caused by Iran to bypass Congress and rush through arms sales worth billions of dollars to Saudi Arabia and other Middle East allies, in a move that drew condemnation from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. A California federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from using $1 billion diverted from military accounts to begin border wall construction. The judge did not rule on the legality of the administration's diversion of another $3.6 billion from military construction funds. But budgeted as part of a national emergency declaration, since the administration has not yet identified a final plan to use those funds. A physical therapist missing for over 2 weeks while hiking in the Makawao Forest Reserve on Maui has miraculously been found alive. Chris Berquist, one of the searchers who was in the helicopter that spotted Amanda Eller, tells ABC News.
We found her in a stream bed. She was waving up at us while we were in the helicopter, and we got her out nice and safe.
Eller had suffered some sunburn, but was otherwise uninjured. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
People, we're dedicating that song to, I guess, BB Netanyahu and Matt and Lee. Lee, we're going to build a statue to Lee. But before we go back to Matt, I'm going to say something me and Matt talked about off and on this week. We're not going to try to roast anybody too hard. We're just going to try to help educate some of our fellow so-called alt-righters. I'd like to explain what hardcore is. We might have gone over this one show recently, but I'm going to explain what it is. Hardcore. When we talk about being hardcore in the show, besides being a Christian, dyed-in-the-wool Christian, you know, not one of these weirdo Christians, we eat, sleep, and breathe Christianity. And there's somebody who's hardcore, when they see the truth, they tell all the truth, nothing but the truth. And what I'm talking about, we have some people in our movement, and I'm not going to make any names, but bless their heart, I love them. They don't realize it, I don't even think. I don't think they realize that they're being... me and Matt talked about there being the controlled opposition. You might call them a gatekeeper. You could call them misinformation agents. But what they'll do is when the terms come up, when somebody calls them a Nazi, or they talk about the death camps or the so-called Holocaust, those are shut up. See, we realize here in Blood River, those are shut up terms. Just like an anti-Semite, a racist, a toxic white male. These are all shut up terms. We have people in our movement that will not dare talk about that. They'd never have somebody from the Nazi party on their show. They would never have somebody who's going to, from, for instance, a survivor from the Waffen-SS. They would never have anybody like that. And they will never do a show talking about how the Nazis in World War II and the Germans were slandered, that the Nazi party has been lied about forever and ever and ever. But we'll do that. But let me tell you what's going to happen. If you don't, if you allow them to hold, beat the club, take a Nazi club, a death count club, call you a Holocaust denier, if you don't tear into that and try to dissect that and prove it's a lie, then you also are being a liar by omission. You can lie by omission. And we can't let these people use these terms and these concepts to beat us over the head. What do you think about that, Matt? And after you talk about that, after you hit it, son, I'm going to Lee chime in about that. Go ahead, Matt. What do you think about that, fella?
Yeah, we can't allow them to define us. If we do, we play exactly how they want us to play out. I mean, when they make the terms about us, then, and we use them, and we use their terminology, you know, we might as well be signaling our own destruction and partaking in it. What do you think, Lee?
Well, yes, I agree. You know, they just get us in these pigeonholes or traps. And oh, I would say, oh, we can't tell them, but we're a white nationalist program, because nobody will come on our show or anything like that. We got to push the envelope and challenge them. And so we just got to, push back.
Absolutely, Matt. And you know what? You nailed it, Matt. So did you, Lee. But you know what? They use these terms to control us. And if we don't expose it, if we sit here and try to dodge it, for instance, I won't go down that road. You can't deny who you are. You know, you can't go around apologizing. If someone, like when we were up at Montgomery Bell last year, they called out and said, "How are you? Are you a neo-Nazi?" I said, "No, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm a hardcore Nazi. My great-grandfather was Hermann friggin' Göring." I'm the Nazi. I mean, you throw it back in their face, man. Throw it back in their face. The Nazis were a hell of a lot better people than these Zionist Jews ever were. They didn't kill near as many people as the Zionist Jews did in the gulags and in Ukraine, Holodomor, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you're right. Anytime, we're lying by omission, Matt and Lee. That's what we're doing, guys. So what do you think about that, Matt?
Well, people, listen. America, to date, has killed about 30 to 35 million babies. I don't want to hear a thing about 6 million Jews ever again. We've killed 30 million of our own babies. And here I'm reading in Jewish News and Haaretz this week about how the Jews are saying, based according to the Talmud, we must have abortion rights because Jewish women need to abort their babies, is what they're saying. So they're trying to push their beliefs on us, and this is what's happened in America. We cannot allow them to keep killing our babies. We cannot allow that to happen. And we're here again. We got to use our own terms. We wake people up by telling them the truth. We are the ones who've killed 30 million people. It wasn't 1940 Adolf Hitler like it happened yesterday. We have done it. Since January 22nd, Roe versus Wade was finalized. It has been a butcher shop in action. What do you think, Lee?
Well, you know, they make $100,000 for dead baby parts or pre-baby parts, and now they get to kill babies after they're born, even though they're a human being. It's unthinkable that people go along with it. Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
You know, Eddie, I have a question for both of you guys. Let me ask you. With you guys, a guy like John Bolton, you mentioned terms. You said our military needs to be securing our borders. So let me read his May 23rd tweet. He says, throughout the Western Hemisphere, the Coast Guard, like the American Coast Guard, is standing watch off of Venezuela, securing our borders, O-U-R, our borders off the coast of Venezuela. Okay, you got a guy like that, John Bolton in office, making the terms. How are we supposed to peacefully deal with that at the election booth?
You know, that's more of these Hegelian terms they use. Like, for instance, the Minister of Love under George Orwell's, great, great book, 1984. That's one of these doublespeak terms that they use. The Ministry of Truth, the Ministry of Love is where they took people to torture them. They like, you know, me and you and Lee, that won't fall in line. the Ministry of Truth, where they cranked out propaganda 24 hours a day. What, like you say, what in the world is our Coast Guard doing down the coast? I mean, the very name says what their purpose is. It's to guard our coast, not the coast of godforsaken, you know, Venezuela or any place else. Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you brought this up. This might be a little bit of a rabbit trail. Now, you may have heard this. I've been listening to alternative, some other news sources. They say that when Bush and the neocons get their war cranked up over here with Iran, they're thinking, they're pretty sure that they'll close with the Suez Canal, the so-called straits over there, where like 90% of the oil that comes to the West comes out of Saudi Arabia, those other oil-rich countries. When they shut that oil off, it's going to crash the world economy. So that's what they're trying to do. The neocons are trying to get over Venezuela because Venezuela has a huge oil reserves there. And so we could take their oil. That's what we want to do, go in there, take their oil, and use it to perpetrate our war. And you said something a minute ago about these 34 billion babies, whatever it is. And these women say, oh, you can't, you know, it's our body. Well, who are all those little 34 million? What are those little 34 million graves? Whose bodies are those? I mean, I don't get it, man. It's just another Orwellian term, Matt. But we have to fight against that day and night. What do you think about that, Lee?
Well, I'm just saying this thing, oh, this is our body. No, it's not. It's somebody else's body. It's illogical thinking, people, ladies. It's illogical thinking. We have science. It's somebody else's body besides yours. You know, it's just irrational thinking. Well, anybody else want to come?
Yeah. Well, what about the men who didn't have a right over their own kids? The fathers, they don't have a say-so. These women murder the dad's babies without even having to tell them. So
yeah, somebody was telling me that.
Terminology in this country. We've got to change the terminology. But back to my original question was, how are we going to peaceably get out from under these men, these warmongers, these neocons, or how are we going to elect our way out of this situation?
That's the $24 trillion question. That's the $24,000 question. I've been thinking about that for years. I, and just between you and me, I see no way I see no way to turn things around at the ballot box because, for one thing, we're totally outnumbered. White Christians in this country right here probably outnumber, I don't know, 6-10 to 1. If you think about Christians, if you think about white people, as you guys both, you know, Lee and Matt, y'all know that at least a fourth, maybe even a third, maybe even 50% of our own people would turn around and look at people like me and call me an old toxic white male. Same thing with Lee. And they would call you a toxic young male and that you need to perish. You know, they're going to vote against us. They're going to vote for all this. Listen, this goes back to what we've always said here, that, you know, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You know, that's one of my favorite quotes. You know, also, that goes back to this movie. And this movie come out, it's called Hail Satan. And they're glorifying Satan worship. There's a big Satan temple, satanic temple. They started, I think, in Oklahoma City to mock and to counteract the big Ten Commandments monument that's been put on the courthouse there at Oklahoma City. And they're making fun of Christians. They said that they have 50,000 followers in the satanic temple here in the United States. People, will be right back after this break. Hang on. Don't move. We're coming right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you're a
Well, thank you, people, so much for hanging on. At least I hope you did hang on. We're trying to do the best we can. I've got a little quote I'm going to read to you, and then we're going to go to Lee. Lee has a question he wants to ask Matt after I do this quote. Violence can be only maintained by a lie, and a lie can only be maintained by violence. And that's straight out of George Orwell right there, people. That's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing violence used to maintain the big lie against us white Christian people. Back to you, Lee. You had a question.
Oh, yeah, I got a question for Matt and the audience. Let's try to reverse this logic. Let's say that the woman is really a part of the baby's body, and after the baby's born, we'll discard the woman. See, that's the kind of logic. Yeah, we'll that's just right. Flip that logic around. We'll just discard the woman. So that just proves that logic is illogical.
Yeah, and so what you can also say, let's discard the doctors as well. Let's get rid of them all.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, baby, you know, you can't.
Let's get their body parts. Let's say that's sort of a Grim Reaper kind of stuff. Yeah.
Because the parts would be bigger. They should be worth more.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, you know, a baby should be in control of their own body.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. These women have, you know, they're picking on the baby. Yeah.
I thought that would raise some.
We're jesting, though.
Some hackles right there. But people, I'd like to mention one more time. I would just like to say how excited I am that me and Matt and Jacob, I talked to Jacob, I think today or yesterday. I can't keep the day straight. Me and Matt and Jacob, let's get this, people. We are going to be, I got to say this again. I'm so excited. August the 12th, Blood River Radio. We're all going to be in the belly of the bee. We're going up. We're going right into the stinking dragon's lair. We're going into Charlottesville. We're going to the University of Virginia, God willing. Rick Tyler is going to go into the University of Virginia and announce his candidacy for the president of the United States on the American Freedom Party ticket. We're going to go up there. We're going to support him peacefully. We're going to be peaceful. We're not going to disobey any laws. And we're going to call in to none other than the one and only Sam Bushman's radio station on Liberty News. He's already given us the honor. He said we can have the honor of calling in and giving an eyewitness report from Charlottesville. That'll be the second anniversary of Charlottesville, people. Monday, August the 12th, that'll be the second anniversary. So please pray for us. And listen, y'all, we need money. We're going to do it. It's hurting. These operations we do, it takes money. Please send us some money. You know, we have a donate now button coming up. Hopefully our webmaster will get it on soon. We've already dotted all the dots and crossed all the T's. Also, while we're talking about this, I have a very dear brother, Rich in Tennessee. Rich in Tennessee gave us the largest donation in the history of Blood River Radio. I never knew he was that rich.
Amazing.
You know what? Yeah.
Listen, y'all, we all got to suck up to Rich. I didn't know that guy was that rich. But anyway, we'll be able to run Blood River Radio for 10 years, and we're going over to the French Riviera on that money Rich gave us.
he probably got the doctor's body parts after he discarded.
Yeah, he did. But anyway, thank you.
My calendars as we speak.
I bet they are. Well, anyway, we want to throw out a great big thank you to Rich. He's a wonderful guy. Man, we could sure put that donation to good use, fellow. We certainly will. But anyway, thank you again for supporting us. We need a lot more because it's going to cost some money to go to Charlottesville, people, and these other places we got, going to Henry Horton. That's probably a lot of people told me that's going to be a fool's errand. But once we put our name out there, I plugged it for several weeks, hell, a couple of months. I think at least I plugged it for over a month. I mean, how can we get out of it? We can't. We got to go up there. If it fizzles out, at least we tried. And listen, if we only get five people to show up, you know, they said there's threats of violence and threats of all hell breaking loose. Those five people will be who we're looking for. We're looking for the few. Now, Lee has something
to
say.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I have confidence in our Tennessee law enforcement because I think they did a good job the last couple of years. And I don't think they'll sell out or be told to sell out. So I think they can defend against 400 or 500 Antifa that comes up there. Because I have confidence. You know, other states, I wouldn't have confidence, but I think our law enforcement are not going to be sold out.
Hey, Matt, what do you think about going to Charlottesville, son? Are you as excited as I am?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm so excited. I can't wait, actually. It'll be a time to get together with all of us and just enjoy the time. And, man alive, it's just coming up so quick, though, you know? That's the thing. But, yeah, I'm not worried about any type of trouble or hassle up there because, you know, this is 2019. We've gotten over all that stuff, yeah. We're going to be perfectly fine. No problem. So.
You know something else about that line, Matt? I hope I didn't cut you off. You know, Stonewall Jackson. I forgot who it was telling me this, but Stonewall Jackson. You know, when he was riding in his saddle against, there was just bullets flying everywhere. He was the only guy riding up and down, in the battlefield. Everybody else was hunkering down. The bloodshot, the blood flowing, the carnage was just out of control. And after the battle, somebody came up and asked Stonewall, he said, "Why, man, you were up there riding around, aren't you feared for your life?" And Stonewall said, "Hey, man," he said, "I felt as safe riding out there in front of that hail of gunfire as I did in my own bed." He said, "Because I'm a Christian, I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "If the enemy wants me," he said, "I'm in the, everything is in the hands of Jesus Christ, in the hand of God. And if God does not want me to be shot, I won't. If God allows it, then so be it." That kind of goes back to that poem I read tonight that Jacob sent me. You know, we're not commanded to win. Our orders are to fight. Our orders are to fight, and we're going to fight. And if we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. Like the poem says, what matters? The only thing that matters is the will of God, and we're going to try to do that. And, back to you, Matt.
I'm impressed by a story of E.M. Bounds, the pastor that was at the Battle of Murphy or Franklin. He was walking backwards toward gunfire. I mean, can you imagine the type of resolve it takes to walk backwards towards the enemy? He was preaching at his men as they were marching in line. Mm. You know, these are the kind of leaders we had, and that's why we need to pay all this respect to these men and their memorials, their markers. But let me give you a piece of news that just came out of Texas yesterday. It said Dallas lawmakers on Fox News vote to sell Robert E. Lee statue removed from the park. Can you believe this? That Dallas lawmakers Wednesday decided to sell a bronze statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed from a city park nearly 2 years ago. So the audacity of these Satanists, they say it has no value to them. They want to get rid of it and all this, but yet they want to sell it. Can you imagine any business wanting to sell something that they already said has no value?
Well, I was just saying, like our General Forrest statue here in Memphis, that it's under wraps and keeps, and it's supposed to be worth $5 million, $4 or $5 million, and they say they've already damaged. I don't know what the exact condition of the statue, but it's sort of in limbo.
We'll never see that statue again, Lee. You know, you're right. You know, our brother Gene Andrews is an expert on that. He's an expert on the Confederate War, Confederate history, and he said that I think around 1900, right around the turn of the century, that people in the South, you know how destitute we were. We were beat down worse than the gulag, than the culottes, in Russia, you know, and they gave pennies from all over the South to build that statue.
Hmm.
That's how much they loved that man. That's how much they loved the general. But the people are our enemy. The Satanists, like Matt named them, they are Satan-worshipping pedophiles. That's what Putin, Vladimir Putin, named it right. Satan-worshipping pedophiles. They hate us. They despise us. And the reason they hate us is because we are God's chosen people. You know why we're God's chosen people? Because we worship and we honor his son, his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came here and gave up. He, while we were yet sinners, he died on the cross to save us, our miserable souls, from sin. That's why they hate us, because we love him. And they hate anything but Christianity. And you know what? I'm not saying that the general was a Christian. I heard he converted over later, but most of the Confederates were Christians. I mean, look at the battle flag. It was St. Andrew's Cross, the Confederate battle flag. What do you think about that, Matt?
Oh, yeah. They hate us, absolutely. They hate Christ. They hate everything about anyone that worships Christ. It's like Paul said in Galatians, he was persecuting the church before he became a Christian. And that is the calling of Judaism. That is the calling of the Jews and the tribe. That is their chief number one call. It says it over and over. It says it in Malachi. That's what they've done. It says they've taken stuff by violence. So,
oh, I got to comment on that. I got to comment on that.
We have. I mean, we have a cabal leading us that has taken by violence, and God says he's not accepting it. Yes. In Malachi.
Did you see where one of our dear Jewish congressmen stood up when they were talking about the anti-Semitic laws in America? He said he wants it. A Star of David should not, or a yarmulke should not be a scarlet letter here in America. But yet they say, in the same breath, the same news agency that broadcasts, they're talking about how the cross, the Christian cross, is like that's like a symbol of violence to these people. Well, then, people, that I can't believe the first hour has come to an end. We're getting ready to come back for the second hour. We're going to bring on Jacob Rogg and our guest, Clint Lacey. So hang on to that. We'll be back in a few minutes.